are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and on this show we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the app and join me this weekend at some point when the Giants take on the Cardinals to get in on the action. I'm a former contributor for the baseball statistics and analysis websites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I've been podcasting about the Giants since 2015, and I'm a lifelong fan. And coming up on today's show, we're going to evaluate the Giants in all aspects of the game from a numbers perspective. Yesterday, we handed out mid-season awards. We talked about the Giants' MVP, Cy Young, most surprising player, and then some of the best moments. So if you missed that, you can go back and check that out. But for today, I want to look at some of the numbers for the Giants. We'll talk about hitting, pitching, defense, basically everything there is to look at from a numbers perspective. So jumping right in, I want to talk about the Giants' offense. And if you know me, I am on like a mission to make sure when we're talking about offense, we're taking pitchers out of the equation. Especially when we're cross-comparing a National League team to an American League team and talking about things like, you know, batting average or on-base percentage. If you're including pitchers and then comparing an NL team to an AL team, of course, the NL teams are going to look worse. They're going to be hurt by having pitchers as part of that equation. So anyway, on FanGraphs, you can just click a button and it takes pitchers out of the equation. So that's what we're going to be looking at here. So where I want to start is weighted runs created plus. And if you've never heard that before, it's a mouthful, but ultimately what it just means is it's an all-encompassing offensive metric. It properly weights the different outcomes, and it makes an adjustment for park effects. So if you play in a pitcher-friendly park like the Giants do, their hitters get a little bit of a boost in this metric. Anyway, 100 is league average, and anything above or below that is that percent above or below league average. So anyway, the Giants rank first in the National League with a 118 weighted runs created plus. They're actually second in Major League Baseball behind the Houston Astros by 1 point. And they're tied with the Dodgers, although the fact that the Giants are listed ahead of the Dodgers here means that they're percentage points ahead of LA. So in this key category, the Giants have had the best offensive team in Major League Baseball. Another kind of advanced number would be wins above replacement, and the Giants are second behind the Dodgers at 17.3 by their position players. Dodgers are at 17.6, so it's close, and wins above replacement is factoring in offense, base running, and defense. So we'll look at defense and base running later on, but to talk about some more traditional offensive numbers that gets the Giants to being considered such a good offensive team, first let's look at batting average. The Giants' team batting average is .255, which might not sound good, but it's actually significantly better than league average, and it is 8th in Major League Baseball, again, taking out pitchers. But that's not necessarily the Giants' greatest strength. When we start talking about on base and power, that's where the Giants are really going to shine. So they are 4th in Major League Baseball with a .339 on-base percentage by their non-pitchers. And that's 2nd in the National League behind the Dodgers, who are far and away the best in this category. Giants' slugging percentage as a team is number 1 in all of baseball, pitchers being taken out of the equation at .453. Now, slugging can be inflated by batting average. So if you're getting a lot of singles, it actually is going to boost the slugging to an extent. So if we take singles out of the equation, basically by doing slugging minus batting average, we get the isolated power and the Giants are number one in isolated power at 199. So clearly the strength of this team is power, and they also get on base a lot. So that's obviously a great combination, and that is why the Giants are considered to be among the very best offensive teams. Now, in some even more traditional numbers, the Giants lead the major leagues in home runs, and they're middle of the pack in stolen bases. You don't really need to steal bases to be a good offensive team. The Giants are perfectly content with getting on base and slugging. One more number to talk about is actually barrel percentage. This is one of my favorites. It's a StatCast metric. I know a barrel traditionally means like hitting it on the sweet spot, the barrel of the bat. But when I say barrel here, what I really mean is the StatCast term. A barrel is a qualification, is a certain type of batted ball that's hit hard first and foremost, but also at an ideal launch angle where damage is done and extra base hits come into play at an extremely high rate. Whenever you see someone just crush a ball in the air, that's a barrel, basically. There's a kind of wide range of what it can be, but it's just great offensive outcomes when you hit the ball at this velocity and in this range of launch angles. So anyway, the Giants are third in Major League Baseball with a 9.8 barrel percentage. And that's the number of barrels divided by the number of batted ball events. So strikeouts and walks not counting here. It's when they put the ball in play, how often is it one of these crushed balls? Crushed in the air, you know, not on the ground. And they're third. So about 10% of the time when they put the ball in play, it's one of these extremely valuable type of batted ball events. So coming up next, we'll continue this conversation. I want to look at all elements of the Giants. I also want to look at specific players and not just talk about, you know, team-wide trends. So that's all coming up next. But first, stressed, tired, just don't feel like cooking? Food that's fast doesn't have to be fast food. Freshly offers quality meals without the hard work of prepping, cooking, and cleaning. And honestly, for me, this is a godsend because I can't handle any of that, prepping, cooking, or cleaning when it comes to making meals. Freshly offers chef-made, nutrient-packed, delicious meals delivered fresh to your door, no cooking required. Grocery shopping and cooking can be a pain, totally, especially right now. And with Freshly, you don't have to. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to freshly.com/lockedon. Stop stressing about dinner. Go to freshly.com/lockedon for $40 off your first two orders. That's freshly.com/lockedon for $40 off your first two orders. This episode is brought to you by Green Room. Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. I'll be hosting rooms for Locked On Giants once a week. That's right, you can finally join in on the conversation you listen to here every day. Green Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the league. You'll have a chance to chat with me and might even have a chance to be featured on the Locked On Giants podcast through our Green Room conversations. Be sure to join me this week. I'll be hosting a room at some point when the Giants take on the Nationals during one of the games. Go download the free Green Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group for the latest league updates. Follow me at Ben Caspick to be notified when my room goes live. I'm planning to be live at some point when the Giants take on the Cardinals this weekend. I can't wait to hear everyone's thoughts on the Giants, so I'll see you there. Green Room, changing the way we talk sports. All right, as promised, we're just going to continue this conversation looking at the Giants from a statistical perspective in some of my favorite categories. To wrap up the offense, which, you know, we just talked about how they've been so great, shouldn't surprise a lot of people. But I want to talk about some specific players, at least you know, offensively, just purely from an offensive standpoint. We've got Buster Posey having a fabulous offensive season, 64% above average. He doesn't play as often as some other players. Like Brandon Crawford has 70 more plate appearances, has played in 21 more games. But when he's been on the field, Posey has been great. You know that. Darren Ruff has been fantastic. Evan Longoria was great before going down with the injury. Even Brandon Belt, I think a lot of people would say he's not had a great year when he's been out there. But this man has a 140 weighted runs created plus, 40% above average offense. It's on the same level as Crawford and Longoria. So, you know, he gets on base, 363 on base, hits for power, 259 isolated power. The league average in isolated power is like 170-ish. And the Giants are at 200 basically as a team. And they've got, I put this out on Twitter the other day, they've got like eight guys with an isolated power north of 210, something like that. When league average is 170, it's just remarkable that they have so many players who are hitting for power. So it's actually more than that, but I set a minimum plate appearance threshold. So you can't just count guys who have like five plate appearances. Anyway, Mike Yastrzemski, he's an interesting guy to talk about. He's been 20% above average offensively, despite his general kind of struggles and not having the best season, not having a season like he had last year. Some disappointing offensive players. Mike Tauchman has been disappointing offensively. Dubone, LaStella when he was out there. Donovan Solano not having that same type of year that we've been accustomed to the last couple years. Austin Slater kind of fighting through some things. Alex Dickerson as well. But anyway, I do want to move on here. And let's talk for a second about base running. FanGraphs has this great metric, base running runs above average. I think a lot of people see this metric, BSR, and they look at the defensive metric, which is defensive runs above average. And I see it all the time. People talk about defensive war, but that's not what this is. We're talking runs above average. Okay, and the Giants are one of the worst base running teams by this metric, and that really checks out for me. They not only, you know, early on especially made some blunders on the bases, but they're also a slow team generally. We've got guys like Wilmer Flores just hauling a piano, it seems, when he's running around the bases. Like, they have not necessarily prioritized team speed and base running. And they're at minus 6.7 runs above average. So their base running is costing them runs, but ultimately, you know, they make up for it by getting on base and slugging. So anyway, that's 25th in the major leagues. Number one team is the Colorado Rockies by a huge margin, interestingly. Anyway, defense, defensive runs above average. The Giants by FanGraphs here rank 8th in the major leagues at 3.2 defensive runs above average. And this is factoring in the value of the different positions too. It's not just, you know, fielding percentage as a team, right? It's way more nuanced than that. The people of MLB, you know, working with the StatCast data, have developed this outs above average metric that is one of now my favorites to use. And in outs above average, the Giants rank, they're tied. They're tied for first place with the Tampa Bay Rays at 28 outs above average. So that to me is remarkable, given that the Rays clearly prioritize defense to a huge extent. Like, they've got some of the fastest guys in the league. They've got some of the best defensive outfielders in the game on that team, and Kevin Kiermaier, Manuel Margot, Brett Phillips, and then in the infield, they've got a great defensive team as well. So for the Giants to be up there tied with them for the best in this category is just truly remarkable. The Giants' leader in this category is Brandon Crawford by a wide margin with 8 outs above average, and that checks out for me. He's been spectacular. Mike Yastrzemski, Evan Longoria, Steven Duggar, Mauricio Dubon all have 3 outs above average. Oh, Brandon Belt as well. Donovan Solano, 2 outs above average. That's a big development, given he was a defensive liability last year, especially early on. But by this metric, he's been above average. So has Wilmer Flores. That kind of, to me, doesn't check out, especially with the arm. I've seen, you know, he's having trouble throwing. He's playing third base a lot, and it's been an issue, but thankfully Giants first basemen have kind of bailed him out. Lamont Wade Jr. in the outfield at zero outs above average, as is Austin Slater, and Alex Dickerson at minus two outs above average. He's the only guy here who's negative. You know, I'm realizing this is only listing qualified players right now. In the overall team number, it's just everybody, but this one I was just looking at is only qualified players, quote unquote, so I'm going to set that minimum lower. And we've got Mike Tauchman now as the second best defensive player on the Giants with four outs above average. Darren Ruff in the outfield, one out above average. Tyro Estrada, one out above average. Jason Vossler at third base, minus two outs above average. So anyway, obviously a lot to talk about there. This is not a perfect metric, but it's much better than just talking about fielding percentage. There's so much more to defense than fielding percentage, right? Because if you're an outfielder, you could like never move a foot. You could just stand there and not even try. And you might have 1,000 fielding percentage. You're only going to catch the balls that are hit directly to you, but you catch them all. But are you really going to tell me that that defensive player is outstanding and excellent? No. So much of defense, especially in the outfield, is range. What can you get to? Range is everything in the outfield, and so fielding percentage does not do a good job of quantifying that at all. So anyway, these metrics make an attempt to do that, and that's why we use them and basically ignore fielding percentage. So anyway, coming up next, we're going to have to fit in the pitching all into one segment, but you're not going to want to miss it. Giants have had a very interesting pitching year, so stay tuned for that. That's all coming up next. But first, did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's really something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, you're missing out. Coconut, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you'll get two of each of the nine flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too, and that's really important to me. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from just 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Built Bar is also the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, as promised, we're going to talk about the Giants pitching. I want to separate it into starting pitching and relief pitching. So when we talk about the starting pitching, the first place I want to start is just good old pure ERA. And as a starting staff, the Giants rank third in Major League Baseball with a 3.18 earned run average. Only the Dodgers and Mets are ahead of them. Even a phenomenal starting pitching team like the Brewers are ranking behind the Giants. In fielding independent pitching, the Giants also rank third in Major League Baseball by their starting pitchers. So how are they doing it? Let's take a look under the hood a little bit. Strikeout percentage, the Giants starting staff is 12th in Major League Baseball. So not particularly great, but you know, slightly above average in terms of striking people out. By walk percentage, the Giants are third best at 6.9 with a 6.9 walk rate. Only the A's and Dodgers are ahead of them. We're going to see that that's a theme with the Giants pitching, is that they do not issue free passes. So strikeout rate minus walk rate is actually a really good metric for evaluating pitching. And in this category, the Giants starting staff is 10th. So by these numbers, they're not jumping off the page as the Giants being a top three rotation. So we'll have to look a little bit further as to what's carrying them to that. The average on balls in play against them is the fifth lowest at 270. They also induce the third highest ground ball percentage. Their called plus swinging strike rate, this is one of my favorite little metrics here, is fourth best at 29.4. The barrel percentage against them is third best at 6.5. So we talked about how the Giants hitters have a approximately 10% barrel percentage, which was, I think, third best in Major League Baseball. And the Giants starting pitchers prevent barrels at the third best rate in baseball. So I guess overall, I'm seeing that maybe a little bit of regression is coming, but that the Giants clearly have had one of the better starting staffs in Major League Baseball. Kevin Gausman, far and away their best starting pitcher. Anthony DeSclafani has had a really solid season. Alex Wood, a little bit up and down, but overall, really good. Logan Webb has been good when he's been out there. Johnny Cueto, mediocre. Aaron Sanchez was also good when he was out there. So anyway, we need to move on to the relievers, though. The relievers, it's a really interesting story for me talking about the relief pitchers, especially because there's been so much turnover since the start of the season. So it started out not so great. As we talked about yesterday, talking about some of the worst moments of the season, they were games blown by the bullpen, especially that opening night game when everything looked gloomy with the bullpen costing them in a major way. But believe it or not, overall on the season, the Giants' bullpen ranks fifth in the major leagues with a 3.38 earned run average. Now, the peripherals are not quite so rosy, as the Giants' fielding independent pitching is 3.97, significantly higher, but that's still the 10th best mark in the major leagues. Their bullpen strikeout rate is only 26th in baseball at 22.7%. A guy like Tyler Rogers is really dragging that down. He doesn't get a lot of strikeouts, but he definitely has other skills. Giants' bullpen has by far the lowest walk rate in Major League Baseball at 7.5%. I remember on opening night, the walks were a huge part of the Giants' bullpen blowing that game, and I was getting texts about how the Giants signed a bunch of relievers who can't throw strikes, and this is unacceptable, and it just goes to show you that you need a bigger sample in baseball, because over the sample of the season so far, Giants far and away the number one bullpen at preventing walks. Their strikeout minus walk rate is 12th in Major League Baseball. And again, their barrel percentage is third best at 6.1%. So they're really good at preventing these really damaging type of hits as both a starting staff and a relief core. But what's interesting to note is like when we look at some of the least effective relievers on the Giants this season, most of them are no longer in the bullpen. So looking ahead and kind of thinking about this bullpen, it's different than the overall numbers would suggest. Gregory Santos and Camilo Doval were not good, but neither of them is here anymore. Sam Selman was not particularly effective, but he's not here anymore. Matt Whistler, same deal. Wandy Peralta, same deal. So anyway, the guys at the very top in terms of production are the ones now currently making up this bullpen. So they're a pretty good unit, and overall the Giants pitching, let's just look at the overall numbers really quick. They're second in Major League Baseball with a 3.26 ERA. They're third in Major League Baseball with a 3.65 fielding independent pitching. They're eighth in strikeout minus walk rate. They're number one in terms of the lowest walk rate in Major League Baseball. And they're actually number one in terms of preventing barrels. Their barrel percentage against is just 6.3%, the very best in baseball. That is quietly just super significant. As a pitching staff, they prevent these big hits, this big damaging type of contact. And as an offensive unit, they get those big damaging contact hits. So that is a recipe for success, especially when you add in the good defense. The only real criticism I can bring to this is that they haven't been a great base running team. Other than that, it's easy to see why this team has been the best in Major League Baseball so far. So coming up tomorrow, I want to get to a mailbag, and then on Friday, we're going to cross over with the host of Locked On Cardinals to get you set for the weekend series against St. Louis. So we are a daily show Monday through Friday. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. And it's on Twitter where you can ask me questions for the mailbag. Anyway, I can't wait to be with you again tomorrow. Thanks again for listening. Stay locked on, Giants.